In the first installment of our series, Deconstructing Vacants, WYPR's Kenneth Burns told you about the bad impression train travelers get of Baltimore when they head into the city from the north. City officials say they have plans to change that, and in today's installment of the series, we go to one place where workers are turning part of the brown tracks green, and in some cases, getting a second chance.
17 people are hard at work at the site on East Eager Street between Milton and Bradford, right next to the Amtrak line. They're salvaging what they can of the wood, brick, and metal from one of the 35 houses being torn down in the block. At a nearby table, six people are chiseling mortar off bricks and setting them on a pallet. The bricks will be sold to contractors along the eastern seaboard and Gulf Coast. Seven homes have been demolished since work on this demonstration project began in September. You can track the progress by the mural painted on the fronts of the homes by Stephen Powers, a.k.a. Espo. It used to say, Forever Together. Now it reads, Ever Together. The idea is to begin clearing the blight of thousands of vacant buildings in the city while teaching job skills to the unemployed. Baltimore Housing awarded the contract for the project to Details, a division of Humanum, a local nonprofit that has demolished dozens of buildings along the East Coast in its two-year history. Jeff Carroll is director of Details.
We know that this area is in need of employment opportunities, and also this site is already been slated by the city to become an urban forest as soon as we're finished with the deconstruction process.
There are plans, known within City Hall as Operation Green Tracks, to spruce up the East Baltimore corridor that train riders pass through entering the city.
When you see this coming down and realize that soon it's going to be two blocks worth of forestation, it's going to be a much prettier sight as people roll into our city.
More than creating green space and a more attractive view for MARC and Amtrak riders, the project creates jobs for those who are looking for a second chance. Ricardo Grimes' grandmother kicked him out of the house when he was 13.
Grandmother wasn't having it, so she rather, you know, because she had other kids to actually raise. And since I was a bad seed, it was like, okay, well, you go where you was morally meant to be.
He went to jail at 24, served 10 years on a drug possession charge, and got out last year. Grimes says he knew having a job would help keep him from going back.
I knew I'd stay still then. You know, the mentality of, you know, one pack of drugs can help me out. And then it leads to another pack and another pack. And eventually I'll be back into the drug game.
Grimes' first job was for Ree Brothers, an Asian food distributor in Howard County. It took him 4 hours by bus to get there. Now he works much closer to his East Baltimore home, and he has his own vehicle. Grimes is proud to show his family he is a different man who makes an honest living.
It feels good to, you know, go home dirty and wipe off dirt, you know, positive dirt. Like I said, I don't have to look over my shoulders. I can pay my bills and confident.
Workers on the site have a starting wage of $11 an hour and will qualify for benefits after a 90-day probation period. Carroll says he plans on hiring 8 more workers for this project. If it's successful, they hope to hire up to double that number for similar projects citywide. I'm Kenneth Burns in East Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.
Our series Deconstructing Vacants is made possible through a grant from the Goldsecker Foundation.